The time is 1:02. We have our guest George Joseph in the studio today to talk about her 12 years of experience at the Wrangell Senior Center. Call in any time during our program to ask her a question or just to say hi. So that number is 874-2345. So, George, thanks for coming into the studio today.
Not a problem. I'm sure I've got lots of things to share.
Okay, absolutely. That's why we got you in. So, you are retiring. You've been with the Senior Center for 12 years. Before we get into, you know, your time there and your connection to that place, just tell us a little bit about the services that the Senior Center provides.
Okay. The Senior Center is for, of course, elders 60 and above in Wrangell. And what it is it's a lunch service and a van service. We do free will donation lunches. Nobody has to pay for that lunch. It's when you hit to seniorhood, as I like to call it, you deserve a free lunch every day. If there's any way you can get it, go for it. Our philosophy was always, if you can get here to get it, even if you come in our van, that's fine. You come, you got it. We'll feed you. We enjoy having you there. And our van service is available for 60 and above. And it is also a free will donation. We appreciate that donation quite a bit because these services cost somebody. It might not be the elder, but they do cost somebody. So we have that. And we try to provide home deliveries to all the contacts that we can find in the neighborhoods around Wrangell that need a lunch that are over 60 years old. Of course, a lot of times it helps us a lot if seniors will be proactive and let us know that they need a lunch. But we have it there, and our phone number is 874-2066. Mm-hmm. So we like to have folks call for those lunches.
Absolutely.
And let's see, what else? We're kind of going through a change right now where we're trying to add more activities and fundraising and stuff like that going on. But that's the new regime. I was part of the old regime, and we were pretty kicked back.
Exactly. And so the transportation that you provide, I mean, you know, what does that look like? You'll drive a senior anywhere in town, or
yes.
What kind of, I mean, where does a senior usually need to go?
A senior is, we like to always make sure medical visits are a high priority to mm-hmm. the clinic, to the pharmacy, any what we would call really important appointments that a senior needs to get. And that would also include your hair appointments, anything that a senior needs to go to, we try our best to take them to it. And it's, like I said, it is a wheelchair accessible van, so it's open for anybody with pretty much any issues over 60 years old.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And let's just go to when you first got to the Senior Center. So
that would have been in about 95, probably about September 6th of 95.
Okay.
Does that figure out about right? 12 years? And it was like the perfect job. What I say, it was the perfect job at the perfect time. I needed a job, and I've always loved elders. So I wasn't coerced into filling out an application, but I was asked to fill out an application by Johanna Joseph, who was cooking there at the time. Mm-hmm. And I did, and by gosh, I got right into that job right away.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Absolutely. Just tell me a little bit about why you loved it. Why did you stay there?
Why did I stay there? Because it was a good job. And like I said, I love seniors. I've always had a thing for seniors. I have part of my huge college career was spent in gerontological studies, gerontology, elders. So, and when I was just a child, I was at every elder's house in my community. I was always an elder girl. a little girl looking for elders to love. I think I didn't have contact with my grandparents, and I think maybe I was searching mm-hmm. for grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
But then I did that, and when I was going to college, I also did a lot of writing of life stories of elders. And
okay.
So I spent a lot of one-on-one time with elders, writing their story out, coercing them to talk about their past,
okay.
how they got where they went. So that was all part of that, and it just got me tighter and tighter into it. I moved to Wrangell in about 82. I started managing a bar for 18 years. I went and worked at the school for a few years, and that got me set for the senior center.
Yeah.
Then I applied for the senior center, and I've been there since.
You're saying the school did that kind of prepped you?
Elementary school, you know. It's kind of like a full circle deal,
full
you
circle,
know?
Yeah.
I was glad to go anywhere when I left the elementary school, believe me. I love little kids, but I was more into seniors, and that was my dream. So
yeah,
it all just kind of worked to push me to where I was at the right time, you know?
Yeah. And, you're saying you're always interested in elders and, mm-hmm. you know, because you can learn from them, because you didn't grow up with your yeah. grandparents. Yeah. What are these kind of reasons that you appreciate them?
Unconditional love, appreciation, just the fact that they are elders and they're still going for it. And just one of my very close friends in town is Lawrence Bohovic, and he's like 101 now.
Oh, wow.
He's been like my best friend ever since I moved here. I worked for him for a long time. And so he's kind of an inspiration to me. At 65 and retired, I'd love to be 102 and still kick it, you know, 101
yeah.
and still kick it. So you meet these people as they blossom into these really great seniors, and it just makes me want to grow up and be a senior, you know. I love it. So
yeah, exactly.
Wrangell's got good seniors too. I mean, you know, it's a small town. It's a manageable amount of people. We serve probably 40 people a day mm-hmm. at the senior center, including the home deliveries and the senior center service.
Absolutely.
And that hour of time is really a special time because we get to share, and you really can be friends with somebody when you're sharing above food.
Yes, exactly.
The universal need is food.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
breaking bread.
Breaking bread with an elder is wonderful.
Awesome. Okay. And I just want to remind everybody, if you're just now tuning in, we've got George Joseph, who is retiring from the Wrangell Senior Center. So go ahead and give us a call. You can call us at 874-2345. And let's just go ahead and take a break real quick so that you all can think of some questions and call us. All right, we are back with our guest, George Joseph. Call us at 874-2345 to talk to her, talk to me, ask some questions, and say hi. So, George, go ahead and tell us, what is a typical day like at the senior center? And I know we've talked a lot about the services, but tell me just what it feels like, what it's like to just be there every day.
Well, I can only speak from the years that I was there, and it is changing. It has changed a lot as time has gone by. Okay. But the main goal is we are a paid crew. So you come to work early in the morning, get your food on. We do, most days we do a dinner type lunch. We have, of course, soup and sandwiches a couple times a week or once a week, but we try and feed a very wholesome, fresh moose. A lot of moose goes through the senior center.
Okay.
So we just try to provide a really healthy, substantial meal to the elders at lunchtime so that they can have a lighter lunch, a dinner that's light in the evening. So It's healthier to eat that way. So we have a cook, a KitchenAid. We come in. We always have a nice green salad. Usually there's a, or something just as good. A dessert.
Yeah.
Balanced meal. And, of course, then we encourage all the elders to call us by 10 o'clock in the morning because we have to have a time frame to know how long it take, you know, how many we're going to feed. And we've got to have at least an hour to cook it up. So get the calls coming in, and the van starts running about 9. And so from 9 to about 10:30, we take elders for their appointments and whatnot in the van as we're cooking lunch and getting things ready to go. And about 11 o'clock, all the home delivery lunches are packed up and ready to go. And we're ready to pick up our, I call them the peeps. The ones that come in and eat lunch, we pick up the ones that need rides, and we start, like my little chicks. And they come in, we start getting lunch on. And there's about an hour of just sitting around and visiting. Because there are people, it's a social hour also. So we have about from, and there's always coffee. If you want a cup of coffee, if an elder comes in, they can have coffee. The TV's on sometimes. It's there if somebody wants to watch it.
Yeah.
Then we have our lunch, and we have people that come in that are working people. So lunch usually lasts about an hour, which is typical and normal. Of course, we always seem to have a man's table and a woman's table, not because of the rules, just because that's how nature flows.
Yeah.
And then about 12:30 or so, most of the people that have something to go do or whatnot are getting out of there 12:30, quarter to one. And then there's the people that sit around and just visit. And also that would be the time frame. We have had exercise programs in that hour before. We've had Tai Chi in that. Most of our activities are senior led, so we need volunteers to offer to lead these exercises. So we've had Tai Chi. We try to do activities. It's being a small crew, sometimes it's hard to get an activity planned, completed, and the money in the bank, so to speak. So we have done projects. We are responsible for generating a lot of our funds through fundraising.
Absolutely.
And that ends up taking, once you figure out a project to have, it's a lot of work to have a fundraising project. So it takes a lot of the time that I always thought was more important spent loving seniors.
Exactly.
That was the original reason I wanted the job, was for these senior relationships.
Yes.
I had a hard time with fundraising at the senior center because I am a social butterfly when it comes to seniors.
Okay. Yeah. Can you, I am definitely interested in funding. Like, what does funding look like for the senior center? Where does it come from?
Our funding comes from the state of Alaska. It comes from the federal government, as in the Older Americans Act. We get funding from there. We get sizable donations from the city of Wrangell. Is very, very good to us.
Okay, great.
The building that we serve our lunches in, what we call our senior center, is provided to us by the city of Wrangell as a in-kind donation, which anything that we can get that way is just an asset, because that way we can take that fund that we got from somebody else to put into food.
Absolutely.
And we love that kind of stuff. We also, I have one more thing that is super important to me, and that is we have a really good relationship with First Bank of Alaska.
Yeah.
And they have the community development grant, and ever since I figured out how to fill that application out, we've been getting that grant, and that is wonderful for
us.
It helps us a lot because we can count on it every month.
Absolutely. You can count on it every
month. Not every month. Every year.
Sorry
about that. I wish every month.
Yeah.
But it's a great relationship we have. They come do presentations for us every once in a while on elder fraud, and we've got you know, just important topics. They seem to pick them up and come right to the elders, and we do it.
Okay, perfect. And maybe on, what topics are of importance to seniors? You know, what are they dealing with that I'm not aware of, that I'm not thinking about?
Well, I'll tell you, I am just breaking into being a senior, and it seems to me it's a lot of stuff to deal with.
Okay.
The whole Medicare thing, you know, they always say that it's easy and it can be figured out, but it seems kind of complicated to me. I have a tough time with it, but I'm just starting.
It's a complicated process to get enrolled, make sure you're getting your entitlements.
Yes, it is. And then just keeping track of it after you get it. Being a senior isn't easy. There's a lot of bookwork to it, I've noticed. Just, you know, with the Medicare thing, a senior has to stay organized and keep the papers in the orders that they need to be so that when they're called on to present those papers, they have them. And the worst part that I've found is as I'm hitting seniorhood, I am getting more forgetful than I've ever been.
Okay.
You know, I've been encouraged that it's not Alzheimer's, but I'm thinking it is.
Oh, boy.
But it is, you know, just like life, you have to keep your ducks in a row as a senior, too.
Absolutely. And, I mean, what else? What else are seniors dealing with?
Just staying healthy and staying on their feet. During the wintertime, seniors have to worry a lot more about slipping on the ice. It's been proven over the years that a senior that has a broken hip, has a fall, has a broken arm, it takes longer to heal up. That's where our meals come in, and very important also, is you don't heal right without good nutrition.
Okay.
You don't stay healthy without good nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another one of our big things, is to make sure that we're getting out healthy food so that these seniors do stay healthy.
Okay, perfect. And I feel like, you know, a lot of seniors have people that they can rely on. They have kids. But then a lot of people don't. Can you give me a sense of what is the difference between somebody that has that kind of support and somebody that doesn't?
Well, you know, we all want to believe that we're going to be taken care of by our kids and the rest of our family as we go through our elder years or our times of need, whenever they might fall in our life. But what I'm figuring out as I've been watching this process is it doesn't always necessarily happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
Children of an elder are usually busy with their own family.
Yes.
And that's why I believe that senior centers all across the world are so important, because each person growing up through their mid years on to their old years, you're taking care of your own business a lot of the time. And you want to go see mom, you want to go see the elders, but there just isn't that much time in the day sometimes. So the senior centers, I think that they step into that role a lot of times. And they can either, a senior center can hook an elder up to services that are available in the community. We always tried to put out nutritional information, because, you know, nutrition changes all the time too. So I'm sure that a lot of elders eat a lot of rice and fish in Wrangell. That's really healthy. But you got to have your greens and your good times too. I think senior centers are just a really great clearinghouse for information for elders that are needing that information.
Absolutely.
But it is good if you're an elder and you find you need information on something or other, use the resource of the senior center. Call them and ask them.
Yeah.
If they don't have it, I bet you they'd find it.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Absolutely. All right. If you are just tuning in, this is Talk on the Rock. We are with our guest, George Joseph, who is retiring from the Wrangell Senior Center. Go ahead and give us a call. That number is 874-2345. We'll take a short break and we will come back. All right, we're back. We had a short break. Call us at 874-2345. So I think George, one thing that George is known for doing with the seniors is doing tie-dye, which is a pretty fun and colorful activity. When did you start doing that?
Oh my gosh, it was it seems like a really long time ago. I think probably about at least 10, I don't know. How about 10 years? We'll say 10 years ago. Because it's just kind of been a thing that didn't ever go away. We did them 1 year and they were pretty big, and then it became, okay, we're going to do this every year.
Yeah.
And it just kept getting more out of control. Basically, we'd try and get them all done, and everybody wants to do tie-dye until it's time to actually do tie-dye, and then you got to have your hands all yucky and your fingernails fall off and, you know, all this stuff. And it ends up that maybe one or two people do most of the work.
Oh, yeah.
But then it comes to, we would try and sell them on the 4th of July, which was a really cool thing, because I actually have people coming from Ketchikan and Petersburg to buy tie-dyes at the Senior Center booth on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
But like all things, they kind of went out of phase, you know. Everybody had an old tie-dye that they liked to pull out of the drawer and wear on the 4th of July, but not that many people wanted to pay $25 or $30 for a tie-dye, because by the time you get your t-shirt and your dye and you put all the time and energy and everything else that goes into it, just a white t-shirt's like $15, you know?
Yeah.
So it became a monster almost.
I did not expect you to like say that. I thought you were gonna be like, I love tie-dye. It's the best thing that ever happened to the Senior Center.
I love tie-dye.
Like, it was a monster. I had no idea what was gonna happen.
It was both of those things. We made good money from tie-dyes.
Yeah.
Believe me, we made good money, but it was a hard, hard job.
Oh my god. The secret story of tie-dye.
It is. It's like a horror story, really. And now it's like sitting in the closet looking out, you know. And so I think we have a new manager down there now, Leanne, and I think she's talking about doing some. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I got kind of asked to voluntarily help her, and I think I said I would. So I believe that's going to happen here probably in the next 6 months.
Okay, nice. So we'll be continuing the horror story of tie-dye. I mean, I personally would love to buy some tie-dye, but
hey, there's some down there right now.
Okay. All right.
We actually got started doing tie-dyed socks, and we would get bamboo socks, and they dyed just beautifully.
Yeah.
So I would, if it gets to the serious point, I would really be neat to get like some bamboo t-shirts.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because they are kind of the new thing, you know, bamboo.
Okay. I'm not familiar with bamboo t-shirts.
It's really soft and really nice.
Oh, nice.
Dyes really nice. Wears really well.
Okay. Awesome.
It's really nice stuff.
Cool. Yeah. And you're just saying that, you know, we would love to have more cool, fun activities like tie-dye, but maybe something different.
Yes. And, you know, it's hard to think of activities. The fundraising part, you know, dinners, we did a Mexican food dinner last year before, and made good money on that. But all fundraising is really work. It isn't just fun fundraising.
Yeah.
But it is work, and it's definitely worth it when it's all put away and it's all done. It's worth it. But the thing that is more important than that even is activities that each and every senior can get involved in on a weekly or daily basis. Mm-hmm. Like an exercise program, like a reading circle, like a crafting day, like things like that. Wrangell has just, during my years at the Senior Center, that just wasn't really a high priority for the seniors. They would come in and eat and sit around and chat, and then they were ready to go home.
I mean,
right now they were ready to go home.
Okay.
So if you get a good project going or a good exercise program, You have to have a volunteer leader of that exercise program. We don't hire people to do that. So if there's a senior sitting out there listening to me right now that has an exercise program that they are really fond of, or an activity like a reading circle, like a beading circle, like any kind of thing like that that they would like to share with this group of seniors at the center, that would just be fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Absolutely.
And I think it would just perk everybody up a little bit if they had a hour twice a week to sit around and bead at the senior center.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I think it would be too.
So be that hero.
Yeah. Come on in and volunteer.
Yeah. Okay. And we can wrap up in maybe a couple minutes or so. But and feel free to call in 874-2345. You know, give me a sense of what you have learned from 12 years. You came in and you came into your job like having an appreciation for elders. But give me a sense of, with those 12 years of experience, what did you actually figure out about, you know, after working with them every day? You know, what did you learn about anything, about life?
Well, about life, I think that what I learned from my 12 years of working at the senior center and spending so many quality moments and hours with people that I had learned over the years to just respect. I had heard so much about, because I did work 18 years at a bar first before I went to the senior center. So I had a good idea of how everybody in town, who the characters were, and you know, some of them were seniors. And so I had ideas about it. And then when I started working at the senior center, I started meeting a lot of these people that I really had never been in a position to meet and chat with and hang out with. And there, Wrangell just has, it was just full of wonderful, wonderful seniors. I had a group of ladies, we called them the lunch bunch, and they were actually the mothers of some of the sons that come and eat at the senior center now. So multi-generations we have seen. And so I got to really just appreciate those gals. There were about eight of them in that one group of people. And I got to just appreciate them so much. There was a beater, Goldie Silverson was a beater, you know, and Millie Grant was the most beautiful little gal you ever saw. Very social, Ruthie Warfel.
Yeah.
Just Dorothy Ottison. They were just a great, and they were friends for life. I think they'd pretty much grown up here.
Yeah.
And what I learned from all these guys is that they were giving it heck right up to the time that they couldn't come to the senior center anymore. Yeah. And I love that. And I mean, the worst part is that where they go is they don't leave. You know, they check out. And I still think about them every single day. I swear I do. And I feel that I just really lucked out by getting this job to appreciate these guys before they did check out, you know?
You got to appreciate all these different characters that came in and what they were talking about and their friendships that they had and what they were wearing or they were just...
And they were
just bugging them that day.
Unconditional love. Unconditional.
Yeah.
And free and open. I got to hear the stories of the fire when Wrangell burned down.
Yeah.
And little things that they had done during that phase and how they got to Wrangell and their years, what they, because everybody was retired. These were 80-year-old ladies when I ran into them, late 70s and 80s. And I swear, when I think about it now, I really did have some really excellent friends. And I still have them with me in my mind. But
who's on your mind right now?
actually, who is really on my mind right now is Canova Goodrich.
Okay, tell me about her.
Canova lived out the road in a trailer that was, I'm sure in the day, a very nice trailer, but by the time I ran into her, it was pretty much fallen through. The floor was rotten. She was fully made up all the time, but she had some cancer on her face. But she didn't think about that, and nobody really thought about that at all, because she just was this overwhelmingly wonderful spirit inside that body, you know?
How so?
Oh, she talked about speaking to the Lord on a golden ticker tape that went across the sky in a sunset. And we would sit and talk about that kind of stuff. And she had been a kind of like a call girl in her day, you know? She knew all of the men in town.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit. And I think she did not pass until she was at least 100.
Oh,
so I met her and heard these stories from like a 100-year-old woman. And she just was a character and a super good cook. I've got recipes that she wrote out in longhand for me. And all of my seniors knew how to write in longhand.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody knows how to write anymore.
Yeah.
You know, as we're coming through the system, we aren't taught how to write cursive.
Mm-hmm.
And I have dealt with a lot of women with some really fabulous handwriting.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
And you don't think about that.
Yeah.
But I've got recipes written by them that are just pages of beautiful cursive.
Yeah. Beautiful cursive and beautiful
beautiful
foods.
Spirit, beautiful food, and beautiful relationships. They were just, gosh, it just makes me feel good and tickly all over thinking about them, I swear.
And what are you going to miss? I mean, maybe you've already said it. You're going to miss all those relationships.
I miss those relationships. And I just, actually, right now, I'm not missing anything too much because I'm still feeling fuzzy from retiring. But I miss the social part of the senior center.
Yeah.
I miss the not asking everybody how they're doing and getting a hug every day, you know, and that kind of stuff. And I obviously have the gift of gab, so I fit in well down there because I just talked all the time.
Yeah.
And what finally, I think, chased me out of there was the copious amounts of paperwork I had to do, because I'm not a paperwork person.
Yeah.
I'm a relationship person.
Yeah, exactly.
And when I signed up for the job, I didn't sign up to do paperwork. I signed up to have relationships with elders. So over the 12 years, it's just slightly gone from a little bit of paperwork and a lot of senior love to a whole heck of a lot of paperwork and not enough time to hang out with the seniors.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah,
agreed.
It does.
When
we're in 2016, 18, where are we?
Where are we? That was your senior moment.
I have a lot of them.
Okay. All right. I think I've just got two more questions. So Leanne Martin is the new manager of the senior center. What advice would you give her?
Well, she actually rode with me. I volunteered and delivered lunches on Friday to the home delivery people so that I could go in and tell them all bye-bye, you know, and tell them what I was doing, because I knew they'd hear it downtown or wherever. And she rode with me, so I got to introduce her to each one of our home delivery seniors. Mm-hmm. And we spent an hour and 15 minutes just talking, you know. And I told her that the more energy and the more love and power you put into it, then the more you're going to get back out. And that's just, you know, don't let the fundraising part of it wipe out the good part, which is the forming relationships with the elders.
Yeah.
That she's going to be a great manager. I just get a good feeling from her.
Nice.
And she's kind of mellow like me, you know.
Yeah.
She's a lot younger, though, so she's got a lot of energy. But I think she's going to do a great job, and they're already cleaning it up and painting it, you know. It's
nice.
Going to look really nice.
Nice.
Of course, it didn't look that great when I was there because I was more into having artwork, mandalas, coloring. I'm a color.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
All right, we paused real quick because we have somebody on the phone.
Hello.
All right. Hello. Please introduce yourself.
This is Daryl Gross in Wrangell, Alaska, and I wanted to say thank you to George. I got to take a breath here.
Go ahead.
For everything that she's done in the past, and I'm happy she's retiring. We love her very much.
Daryl, you're so sweet.
And I thank you for helping my parents, too.
Not a problem. That's why we're here, Daryl. And we'll be here to help you if you need it, too, my man.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just trying to keep my cool here. I love you. I love you very much, George.
I love you, too, Daryl. You take care of yourself.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
You, too, my man.
Thanks, Daryl. Oh, that was nice.
He's my buddy.
He's your buddy.
He'll call me up at the senior center and say, it's your boyfriend.
That's awesome.
So whoever answers the phone, go, George, it's your boyfriend.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in, Daryl. We really appreciate it. Okay. And you know what? Last question. Let's wrap it up. What's your plans for retirement? How are you going to enjoy yourself?
You know, I had this plan all figured out. I was going to go here and go there and do this and do that. And then as it got closer and closer to the time, I was going, oh, I don't know. My mother is still living, and she is in Colorado. So that is number one on my priority list is go spend some time with my 88-year-old mom.
Yes.
And she is, like myself, getting a little forgetful. So it's warmer down there. Right now, it's not as great as it could be, but as soon as the weather starts to crack down south and it's a little, we have a little water and I can take a shower before I go, then I'm going to go see my mom.
When we have some water.
And then I'm going in the fall, a gal that used to be the public health nurse here, Ty Esposito, and I are going to take a trip on the train up to Skagway or however it goes. She's getting the tickets on that. So I said, sure, I'll go with you if you make the plans and get everything set up. She lives in Anchorage, much easier up there. So that's my two major plans. And then I'm just kind of a free spirit kind of person. I don't function on plans.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go with it, see what happens.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. You've been listening to Talk on the Rock. That's KSTK's live call-in show. George Joseph, congratulations on your retirement, and thanks for coming in today.
Not a problem. I've enjoyed it as much as I dreaded it. I was going, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And
yeah.
It's been very easy, June. You're a great hostess, and it's been fun. I could do it again.
Okay, maybe we'll call on you to do it again. Don't say that.
I didn't say that. I'm having a senior moment.
Okay. All right. So thanks, everybody, for listening to our second episode of Talk on the Rock. We will be back Tuesday at 1 p.m., as always, with a new guest. The time is 1:42. Stay tuned for some music.